You're listening to a guided practice from Skillful Means Podcast, featuring Jennifer O'Sullivan. We hope you enjoy.
In the Four Foundations of Mindfulness Discourse, the Buddha describes four body postures that'll deepen one's mindfulness: sitting, standing, walking, and lying down. While today we mostly focus on sitting and walking meditation, the Buddha himself was careful to always include all four when he gave practice instructions. From a more practical perspective, it's a kindness to the body to practice a mix of postures, especially when attempting to meditate for long periods of time. In meditation halls, you'll find practitioners sitting on cushions in neat rows, standing in the back of the hall, or walking back and forth along the perimeter. What I appreciate about standing meditation is that you can do it almost anywhere. Think about all the time you spend standing in lines. These days, we're likely to whip out our smartphones to check messages or play a game. We're so busy these days that it can be hard to find time for formal practice. So perhaps your time spent standing in lines is a gift, an opportunity to practice mindfulness within the flow of everyday life. To get started with standing meditation, we first need to stand up. Wherever you are right now, start to stand up, all the while paying attention to the following. Notice the decision to stand up and the marshaling of your energetic resources so you can move. Notice the way you shift your weight. Use your hands and legs to lift the body up. Notice all the effort it takes to rise up against gravity. You probably don't remember this, but it took you months to develop the strength and coordination to do this the first time. Now that you're up, step your feet about hip-width apart. Your feet are in a natural position for you, which means some people's feet may point straight ahead and others more to the sides. Very lightly bend your knees so they're not locked off. In some bodies, this could eventually cause one to faint. And ever so slightly drop your tailbone toward your heels. Not a full tucking of the tailbone, more of a weighted quality in the tailbone. From this stable base of support from the pelvis to the legs, feel the spine lengthen all the way up through the crown of the head. Try to find the balance between an alert quality in the spine without adding in tension. Drop your chin just a little so that the head balances at the top of the spine. Relax the arms and hands so they hang naturally by your side. No need to do anything formal with the arms. Let your gaze rest softly on something neutral out in front of you. You may close your eyes if you can maintain your balance. Bring your attention to the point of contact between your feet and the floor. Then notice the engagement and strength of your leg muscles supporting your body. Try not to sway, but it's okay if you sway a little. Stay with the sensations in your legs and feet for a few more moments. Now bring your attention to your torso. See if you can detect the muscle engagement that keeps your spine upright. Notice the experience of your arms hanging by your side. Feel your head balancing on top of your spine. Also aware of sensations in your face and jaw. Become aware of your whole body in this posture, aware of your bones providing your structure, all the micro adjustments that your muscles make so you remain upright. It's a marvel that our bodies can do this. Notice the energy it takes to stay here. You may notice tiredness or restlessness or something in between. Become aware of how you're evaluating this experience, pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. Notice how your perception gives rise to impulses to change position. Or you may notice inner chatter commenting on the experience. Notice how these perceptions and mental formations change with time, feeling into their impermanence. Stay a little longer with this experience of standing, aware of the body itself alongside how your mind interprets what's happening. Thank you for practicing with me. May this be of benefit.